You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross here in the studio with Kate Lochte, and we're joined on the phone by Kentucky Special Olympics local coordinator Laura Miller. Laura, welcome to Sounds Good.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, we're bowled over by the fact that, Murray hosts Kentucky's Teacher of the Year, and you are the Special Olympics Kentucky Coach of the Year for 2013. So congratulations right off the bat.
Well, thank you very much. It was quite an honor.
And, we're going to talk about this polar plunge in a bit. And I'm delighted to see you have the two chicken to plunge category.
We do, and I have a feeling with these, if our temperatures don't warm up, that's going to be the largest category that we've had in the event's history. So,
well, Laura, I want to go back 7 years. You've been doing this polar plunge thing and coaching for Special Olympics, I think, for 7 years. What turned you on to the program?
Well, it was kind of interesting. I was just reading the Murray Ledger one day and had seen an ad that they were wanting some volunteers to help out with track and field. And so I went to the meeting that was at the library, and lo and behold, I was the only person to sign up or to attend the meeting. So I said, I quickly went from volunteer to head coach. And then in the next year became local coordinator because we didn't have, really an established organization here in Murray. We had a few families and athletes that participated on their own, but there wasn't really an organized delegation. So just did that. And then once we got established, then the athletes just started coming. So we've kind of steamrolled since then.
Tell me about the various programs that you offer for Special Olympics kids.
Well, Special Olympics, we have in our delegation, it's a community team. So we have athletes as young as 8 and as old as 60. And then we have sports year-round. So we started, back in 2006 with track and field, and now we've expanded. We have 5 sports here in Murray. So we do bowling, track and field, basketball, cheerleading, and golf. And those are the sports we offer. But in addition to our sports programs, we started a young athletes program that just kicked off last Saturday at Murray State. It's our second year for that. So that works with children ages 2 to 7, and it's a 6-week program. And then at Murray High School, we've launched a pilot program for Project Unify, and that's a student-led kind of it's an initiative. They're referring it to it actually as a movement to have students lead kind of awareness activities, teach everyone about differences, disabilities, but then just differences in general, and being accepting of those. Has a lot of lessons that target bullying and some of those issues that schools are faced with. And so that's just getting started at Murray High. We really hope that that can expand out into the other schools and hopefully neighboring districts as well.
So really, you are putting partners together, and please, I apologize for referring to these athletes as kids. As you clarified, it's for youngsters and oldsters as well. Getting partners to work with people with intellectual disabilities in Kentucky is, I understand, it's as rewarding as can be.
It definitely is. And that's one thing. Once we, people started hearing about the programs and, being unified partners, we almost have to turn away unified partners because we're having more partners than Special Olympic athletes to actually compete with. But it's something that's really great, and it's a real big, it speaks volumes for Murray and Callaway County that parents are really eager to get their children involved in the program, as unified partners and join in. But it is, all the volunteers. We had one volunteer at our track and field area games a couple of years ago. And when it was over, she came up to me and, expressed what a great time she had. And she said, you just can't help but be a better person after spending time with some of these athletes. I think that's kind of the resounding feeling that people get after coming out and giving a little bit of time to help our Special Olympic athletes.
And speak to the outcomes for the athletes themselves.
Oh my goodness! There's been so many. I could go on for hours and tell you just different instances of the ways that lives have been changed. One that sticks out in my mind is we had a young child, and she was kind of fearful of a lot of things. You know, her mom said she was scared to go out, you know, when she was really little, you know, preschool and things like that didn't work out for her. She ended up, you know, keeping the child at home a lot. And teachers really encouraged his mom. It's like, you know, you're Special Olympics, and they, you know, it's, that's what it's for, you know, just to, we're very flexible and we can kind of meet children and adults where they are and then hopefully, you know, take them to the next level. And anyway, in a short year's time, you know, she went from kind of, I mean, almost just kind of quivering in new situations and being very fearful to now she's one of our star cheerleaders and on top of pyramids and elevators. And it's kind of cute because now she'll even say, she'll go, I'm not scared anymore. And so it's just that, you know, that's been something that's been great to see, you know, just how a child went from being very quiet, kind of isolated, to now, you know, having this great, you know, having a team. And I asked her the other day, I said, what do you like most about Special Olympics? And that's what she said. She said, I just love being part of a team now. So it's just nice to be able to give, you know, kids and people a group that they can identify with and they can excel in and face their personal challenges and kind of meet those and take them their skills, whether it be social skills, confidence, language skills, you know, whatever it is, it kind of takes it to the next level. So that's real exciting to see happen.
That's good for all of us.
Definitely, definitely.
Okay, so, you know, when you started this Polar Plunge thing, the word polar was sort of unusual in the discourse of the month that it occurred in for us. I mean, you know,
right.
It's like a novelty, and now all of a sudden it's not a novelty when we've had all of these vortexes and such. But anyway, you're going to raise money for Special Olympics the day after Valentine's Day.
Yes. Yep, February 15th down at Kentucky Dam Village is where we hold the event, and hopefully it'll bring a lot of people out and a lot of money in for the athletes.
I've seen my boss, Jim Carter, take the plunge. Describe what happens.
Well, everyone's a little bit different, the whole day is just, a lot of people kind of refer to it as just real adrenaline filled. We try to make it a really fun day where people can come out and learn about Special Olympics and just kind of conquer their own fears and do something a little bit different, a little out of the ordinary. But we start with a Polar 5K in the morning that people can do. That's at 9, and then we have our opening ceremonies that have costume contests, and different athletes will take leadership roles in the opening ceremonies and the events, and then we all parade down to the courtesy docks there behind the lodge, and we start taking the plunge, and it is that, you know, everyone's a little bit nervous, and then you just, we had one athlete who, to her, she always says, don't think, just jump. And that's basically what you have to do. You have to kind of forget what you're doing for a minute and just jump in. And it's quite a shock. It takes me a little bit usually to catch that first breath back and get back on the dock. But typically, of course, this hasn't been a typical year, but typically the air is warmer than the water. So when you get out, I kind of laugh. I'm like, it's a day at the beach. You know, there's not, you don't feel cold once you get out. And that was one thing that I was really surprised with the first year I plunged. You know, I was watching everybody plunge, and when they get out, they just kind of saunter back to get their towels or robes or whatever. I'm like, why is there not more urgency when they get out of that water, you know, to run to the warm places? And then after I did it, I'm like, oh, because the water was so cold. You feel really warm once you get out, typically. So hopefully this polar vortex will go far, far away and give us another good day.
Well, you know, it can happen like Sunday, we'll wish for the best there. Tell us about recommended contributions and the deal with the two chicken to plunge.
Well, everyone who takes the plunge is required to raise a minimum amount. And so we have junior plungers that are individuals 18 years between 6 and 18 years old, and that they're required to raise $50, and then the just regular plungers are asked to raise a minimum of $75. And so we, you know, people have to do that much or asked to do that much. And then just anything over that, you know, we've had people make bake, you know, have bake sales to raise money, just solicit donation. But, you know, I always say, I'm like, if you can give a dollar, great. If you can give $100, you know, wonderful. Every little bit counts. You know, as I said before, locally, we are a very, very busy delegation. We have lots of expenses. And so every little bit helps to allow another athlete to be able to participate. We are all volunteers, so none of the money goes towards any kind of salaries or, you know, anything like that. It all goes to the athletes. And we really pride ourselves on trying to, we provide all of our sports and training free of charge to athletes because we know that that's a big barrier. You know, all of our adult athletes, you know, a lot of them live off disability checks, and so they don't have a lot of extra money to spend on sports training and things like that. And, of course, because we're in far western Kentucky, most of our competitions, we have to travel to Bowling Green, Louisville, Lexington, Richmond. So travel becomes, you know, quite expensive. So whatever people can spare, you know, and give to us, we're very, very thankful for. You know, we know that there are lots of ways that people can spend their money. And so we're always very humbled and appreciative whenever people choose to support our athletes.
What's the target fundraising goal for this year's plunge?
We'd like to top the 100,000 mark again. You know, once we get to raising, you know, that much money, we've really been surprised at how quickly our event has grown. So, of course, we always just want to inch up and do a little bit better. But we'd be very, very happy if we could reach that 100,000 mark again this year.
Tell our listeners where to go to give.
We have a website set up, which is KentuckyPlunge.com. Once you go to that website, there are actually 6 plunges in the state of Kentucky. So you just need to click on Western Kentucky Plunge, and it's located in a list on the right side of the screen. And then from there, you can choose to join a team. You can register. You can make a donation just to the plunge in general, or you can search for individual plungers' names and make donations to a specific plunger if people would rather. But all the information is there. We have information about the Polar 5K, and registration for that is on that website, as well as a schedule of events and kind of we call them dip tips, things that for those who are going to take the plunge, you know, some things to remember as far as what to wear and kind of what to expect. So everything people need to know are right there. If for some reason it's not, you know, people can always contact me, or there's an 800 number on there as well where they can talk directly to Special Olympics Kentucky staff, which is in Louisville.
So what would one wear to do this?
Well, this is one of those cases where less is more. When you get out, you really don't want to have a lot of, you know, clothes still on you, you know, that can hold that water in. Typically, well, you'll see a little bit of everything. We've had everything from a plush Winnie the Pooh jump in, which made me a little bit nervous that one year that once he got waterlogged, he would not be able to get out, but he did. To some people choose to wear swimsuits. I typically wear kind of running gear. I would always wear the dry fit tank top and running shorts is what I choose to plunge in, so that when you get out, you don't have as much wet still sticking to you. And then I put on a robe is always a nice thing to have, or definitely a towel when you get out. And shoes. Sometimes people want to kick their shoes off, but when your feet get really cold, that ladder can get be a little bit painful, getting out on a ladder and walking a little bit. So shoes are a good thing that people need to remember to wear as well.
Well, this is all very interesting, and Tracy Ross is considering taking the plunge this year, I'm sure.
No, I'm not.
I'm chicken. Tracy, I misread your look.
That was fear.
Laura?
Well, I tell people, I said, I hate winter. I hate everything about it. I'm probably one of the most cold-natured people in the world, and I've done it 5 times and survived. So I feel like if I can do it, anyone can do it.
Special Olympics Kentucky Coach of the Year 2013, Laura Miller. What do you do for your day job?
I'm a speech-language pathologist for the Murray Independent School System. So I work with 4th graders through 12th graders at Murray.
Well, good for you and good for them, and thank you for being with us today.
Well, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.